This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
This day, by that which I have with the Lord, and the privilege to serve His will, let all the giftings, the empowerments, the signs that mark a genuine apostolic ministry be found with you from today. A surge of kingdom authority that no one can push aside. Bear witness by miracles, by signs, by wonders, by mighty deeds through the Holy Spirit. Through your life, let the sound that was heard in the sides of northern Nigeria that was put out be restored again. Become that witness of fire that will open a massive gate for the kingdom of God in the land of Kano. Peace. The eyes of your understanding be open to behold wondrous things out of the law of God. Go in this thy might. Let the spirits of darkness that brought many down look upon your glory and release the ground that was consider to them. If you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, let's pray for 5 minutes. For 5 minutes. For 5 minutes. The kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ will shine bright again. Restore the sound of revival that our ancestors produce in their time. Power to evangelize, grace to disciple the nations, grace to extend the frontiers of the kingdom of God. Restore grace, restore the power of our fathers. Let it be said, this was where it all began. Grant, oh God, that younger ones in our midst will catch the fire also and will become witnesses of your resurrection. For those that came from other lands and other nations, from the United States, from the Great Britain, Belgium, nations of Europe, you are going back with the hand and the power of God. The things that made other people fall will lack power around your life. Grace is given unto you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, I am confident at this point that you will all do well. Please salute them as they take their seat. God bless you indeed. Before I take my seat, before we wrap up this morning session, I beheld and I saw South Africa. So if you are from South Africa, come. There's one of you that God has ordained to go back. It's not necessarily because you prayed or fasted or something. God has decided that you will go back with a mantle of grace. You'll go back with the mantle of grace. There's a mantle of grace that is coming upon you. Yes, a mantle of grace, I'm sure of that. Oh, it's now I'm recognizing you. Hallelujah. There's a mantle of grace. There's a mantle of grace. There's a mantle of grace. Don't allow that thing go down. That's your. You got the right sound, man. You got the right sound. There is one among you that God has chosen. So carry a mantle. I was speaking to some of my South African friends the other day, and I said there is this partnership that God wants to accomplish between the nation of South Africa and the nation of Nigeria. There's a partnership. There's an apostolic partnership. And probably that's why there's so much contention. I don't know, but there's a partnership. But you see, the import of that partnership, it will begin to speak from this morning. Because there is a mantle. There is a mantle. One of you goes back with a mantle. There is a mantle. And as I speak, the mantle will begin to come from heaven. There is a mantle. I speak of the things that I have seen. And the Lord will confirm what I say. That there is a mantle that will rest upon someone from South Africa. There is, oh my God, it's already coming. It's already coming. It's already coming. It's already coming. There is a mantle. There is a mantle. There is a mantle. There is a mantle. Raise him up. Raise him up. Such eyes that can see in the spirit. Such impartation that makes a man wise by the Holy Ghost. Oh, I see the horn of healing. Lord, let him go with a mantle. Let his ministry begin to manifest from a new dimension in the name of Jesus. A mantle. 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 That from today, let the river of God begin to take you. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. No weapon, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I destroy every weapon that was used to bring injury to your life. No weapon formed against you. Where's that guy that they said will die at 25? Where's that brother? You come here. You come here. Oh my God. That everyone dies at 25 and he's going to be 25 in August. Everyone, without fail, sleeps at 25. Can we extend his life? Can we? Extend it. Extend it. Extend it. Extend his life. Michael Sima. Eko Samakadia Baseliko. Eko Selima Handeli. Ealoba Sinto Presco Fala Mandeli. Ekombasuki Lakayete. Eato Santoria Balamatali. Onde Makaria Sike Bando. Eco Selino Cobrehe. Kalebo Simo Mokaria Mahayata. Yala Kokeba Subrehelai. Eco Sima Lakadia. Was written about you, and I command the spirit of death, let him be in the name of Jesus. And just in case anyone in this place has been programmed for an untimely death, in the name of Jesus, I break the yoke. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. Rise from the limitations that have bedeviled you and enter into enlargement in the name of Jesus. If you can, you can take your seat now. He will not only live, if he has any younger one, such one will live.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.